Welcome, everyone, to the Fast and Functional Podcast, where each episode takes less than 10 minutes to help you discover how functional medicine can transform your health. I am your host, Katie Garrett, a functional medicine practitioner and board-certified nutritionist. Today, I'm joined by my husband, Philip Garrett.
Hello.
Who adds cheese and butter to all of my healthy meals.
It's so delicious.
And he will be asking me common questions that many of my clients ask. So, Phil, ready to go?
Let's do it.
Okay, Philip, what's the topic today?
Okay, so this is going to be a fairly easy one, I think. But it's a question that most people would probably have if they were coming to see you for the first time. And that is, what is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a combination of conventional medicine and holistic medicine. So it's conventional in the sense that the recommendations come from scientific studies and what the research shows. And it's very physiology-based, but it combines holistic medicine and realizing that mind, body, and soul all play a part and everything in the body is connected.
Okay, pretend I didn't understand anything that you just said, which is not out of the question, just saying. And tell me that in a more condensed version.
We basically evaluate the lifestyle and physiological factors of a person to help them get to the root causes behind their symptoms or chronic conditions.
So you try and figure out what's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, understanding all the different things that could be playing into what someone's experiencing, rather than just saying, does it fit this picture to get this diagnosis?
Gotcha. Okay, so you had mentioned that it's a combination of holistic medicine along with traditional medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so when I think of holistic medicine, I tend to think of, you know, crystals and chakras and other things like that. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
So that is a part of holistic medicine. I'm talking more so about the principles of holistic medicine, the conceptual framework, and realizing that everything in the body is connected. So as a whole, we have our thoughts, which affect our health. We have our spiritual life, which affects our health. You know, do we have a sense of purpose? The blue zones show that people who live the longest with the most amount of disease-free health have a strong purpose in their life. So spirituality is a part of that. And then, of course, the physical. So all of those are connected, and that's the holistic aspect of functional medicine.
Interesting. So in your typical visit, you would address all those things?
Yeah, so I have a functional medicine tree that I love to show my clients, and it shows the leaves sometimes are our symptoms, and so we know things are going wrong because we're gaining weight or we've got acne or losing hair, but those are just on the surface. And so when you go digging deep and find the roots of the tree, then you start to understand why those things are happening. And those roots could be stress, trauma, relationships, it could be toxins, or bugs in your gut, and then, of course, the ones we typically think of, sleep, exercise, diet.
Wait. You're saying that the roots of this tree are the root cause?
Yeah, it's a real difficult leap we make there.
You see what I did there?
It's nice.
A great joke. Anyway, so how does a typical functional medicine visit differ from, like, a traditional visit?
Yeah, so a traditional visit, I think studies show about most doctor's visits average 7.5 minutes. So you really can't get to any roots during that time. So a functional medicine visit is usually going to be about 60 to 90 minutes. That's a lot longer. And we go digging around. You know, we get a little bit messy. So I'm going to look at someone's labs, but then also look at their overall, all of their symptoms and their history. So I take a timeline where I ask about their life starting in utero, so basically pre, you know, birth, all the way up until now to figure out what are their triggers, what things have they been exposed to, or what might they be predisposed to.
Mm. So that sounds a little bit intimidating to go through that. I mean, do you find that, like, your clients are typically, like, I don't know, nervous about that process, or how does that work?
Well, one of the tenets of functional medicine is patient-centered. So yeah, there are some people who are like, no, really? Kind of just want a diet and I don't want to go into all this. And so I focus on what the patient wants, not exactly what my routine or preferences are. So I, if they just really want to stick with the basics, I absolutely will do that. And that's when we do more of a 60-minute visit, and we might not even go through a timeline. And sometimes people come in and they feel pretty well and they don't have a lot of symptoms, so it's not always necessary to do that. But definitely with those people who are like, I know something is wrong, but none of my doctors can figure it out, I don't know what it is, help. And those are the people that I'm really going to dive deeper with.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that if a patient's at the end of their rope and they've tried every single type of doctor that they possibly can and still don't have the answer,
come see me!
This is that's something that you really specialize in, is diving deep with people.
Yes.
Interesting. You also mentioned labs. Can you talk just briefly about what labs mean to the work that you do?
Yeah, so I'm not really going to look for something in normal range, because that is still piecemealing it. So the holistic perspective is, well, what is this hormone like in relation to this other hormone? That might teach us about how the body is converting or what the balance in the body looks like. So everything is really just a clue to what's going on a deeper level. And I'm basically a health detective. So when I look at someone's labs, I'm getting a whole bunch of clues.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, one thing that we'd like to do to end these little quick podcasts is jump into a lightning round so that we can learn more about you. So you ready for that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so first question that we have is mountains or beach?
I love mountains. By the time I get around to vacation, I need to relax, so beach.
That's fair. Okay, question number two. What is your favorite color?
I'm going to cheat and give two colors, blue and yellow, because it reminds me of a sunny sky, and because that's our wedding colors.
Oh, so cute. Okay, third question. Favorite city other than, of course, the one you live in?
Well, we live in Fort Worth. My favorite city would be Greenville, South Carolina, because they have the best downtown. You guys need to check it out.
Kind of an interesting choice.
Yeah.
New and different. I love it. Okay. And then let's do this one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
This girl is from Detroit, so I'm a really good driver. Make you feel a little nervous when we're in the car, but I would say a 9.
I'm going to have no comment on that one. And then last question here, and this is a really, really serious question that I think has been on a lot of our minds for a long time.
Lightning round, Phil?
Okay, sorry. Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
Ooh, I'm going to have to plead the fifth on this one.
That's fair. That is fair. Well, let us know what you guys think. Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers? All right. Well, thank you so much, Katie. I appreciate it. I learned a lot. I know that our listeners probably learned a lot, and look forward to next time.
Yeah, and if you guys have any more questions about what is functional medicine, you can check out my website at katiegarrett.com. Or you can go to the Institute of Functional Medicine's website and look at their What is Functional Medicine tab.
Great. Well, thank you again.
Thanks, guys.